Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, Come and Enter, and it is based on Revelation chapter 22, verses 10 through 21. To seal something is to close it shut so that nothing can come in and nothing can venture out. This prophecy contained in the entire book of Revelation is not to be sealed so that others do not have access to it. But God wants his people to know what is contained in the prophecy. The reason that is given is because the fulfillment of the prophecy is near or close. Nearness or closeness are words whose meaning are determined by how one measures time and distance. We must remember time to God is non-existent, yet for humanity, a century or millennium can seem like a long time. Exactly when the fulfillment of the prophecy shall begin and how long it will take before it is fulfilled completely is difficult for me to say. Some scholars and theologians may say that the fulfillment of parts of it has already started. That may or may not be true. But one thing is certain, there are things and events prophesied that have not yet taken place or occurred. There is a declaration here in the text that affirms the irreversibility of the state a person enters judgment in. In other words, our choices on how we lived our lives are final. There are no makeups or second chances. We shall be rewarded according to our works. Works mean the things we have chosen to do in and with our bodies. Rewards can be good and pleasant, or negative and unpleasant. The one speaking declares himself to be everything. There is nothing before him, after him, or outside him. Everything is contained within him. There is a blessing or pleasant reward for those who keep the words of the Eternal One. Among those rewards is granted the right to live in the eternal city alongside God himself. Those who refuse to keep his commandments are seen as undesirable and are not permitted inside the gates of the eternal holy city. Jesus testifies that he has sent his angels to John to reveal this prophecy. He identifies himself as the promised king who is sitting on the everlasting throne of David and the bright and morning star light. He ends by again extending an invitation to all who are willing to be ruled and governed by God and who are thirsty for righteousness to come and enjoy the blessings of eternity all with him and those who love him and truth. A final warning is given against changing anything that John has revealed in the prophecy. Absolutely nothing should be added or taken away. We must do our best to understand what it all means and endure everything that shall come to pass. The one thing we can be confident of is that there is, no matter how dire or bleak or confusing things may get, we know everything is going to turn out more than all right for those who love and trust God. Jesus ends by saying he is coming quickly, which for him is no time at all, but for us may be many thousands of years. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-982890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.